The Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse is going to open formally this morning. You'll remember this is the inquiry ordered by the Home Secretary. It was more than a year ago. The first two women appointed to lead it, Dame Butler Sloss, Dame Fiona Wolfe, both had to step down because of their links to the establishment, complaints about them. The New Zealand judge, Lowell Goddard, is in charge now and is going to make a speech to start the whole thing off this morning. Graham Wilmer is on the line. He's the founder of the Lantern Project, which provides support for survivors of sexual abuse. He's also a member of the original inquiry panel. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Your hopes for today?
Well, we all recognise that the inquiry got off to a difficult start, but I'm very confident now that the team that Justice Goddard has assembled, it's got some of the finest legal minds in the country, it's got unlimited resources, it's got full powers of persuasion under the 2005 Public Inquiries Act, and it has a determination. So I feel that we have arrived. It's been a while getting here. I was asking for a public inquiry back in 2009, and many others joined me in that. We're delighted that finally it's happening. This inquiry is going to be the largest inquiry this country has ever undertaken, and there's a lot riding on it. A lot of people have great expectations, but it's not going to be easy.
No, well, it's not, is it? Because it's got such a lot, such huge areas to look at. It's going to take a lot of time. I just wonder whether it is realistic to expect that it will be able to come up with the kind of firm judgments that are still mean something to people like you now when it does eventually report in whenever it is. Could be 5 years, couldn't it?
Well, it could be 10 years, actually, by the time it's completely finished. But I think one of the problems is that this inquiry is seen, understandably, to be the only part of what's going on. But it should be seen as part of a process, and that process obviously involves the criminal justice system and the National Health Service, who at the moment are trying hard to develop support services on a national basis. The inquiry obviously can't prosecute people, and it can't even point the finger towards potential offenders.
Yeah, it's looking at institutions only, isn't it?
Well, part of it will look at institutions, but the other part will be the opportunity for individual survivors, like myself and many others, to come forward and give testimony about what happened to them. That won't automatically lead to police investigations and potential prosecutions, but all the information that does come forward to the inquiry goes through a team led by Simon Bailey, Chief Constable of Norfolk. And any potential leads that come from that or any investigations that need to follow will then be put to the local police forces across the country where those offences were alleged to have taken place.
Graham Wilmer, thank you very much for talking to us on what is plainly an important day for you and an important day for that inquiry.